know that Swan Park, which is the core community amenity for the people of Buncrana, the second largest town in Donegal, was devastated by the floods back in August. We now have estimated costings of €2.3 million. There's huge works to be carried out, including the reconstruction of the bridge there in the middle of the park, all of the walks, walls, green areas, huge amount of work to be done to restore it. I have raised this issue repeatedly with government since the floods, raised it again and again in the Shannon, put parliamentary questions, and I've been seeking a meeting with Minister for Community and Rural Development, Michael Ring, for weeks now. The government have to step up to the plate. There's no way that Donegal County Council or the Innishowen Development Partnership can cover this cost on their own.
And Minister Joe McHugh has made a funding announcement for Cockhill Celtic today. Is this hope that maybe funding can be secured for Swan Park?
No, I mean, roads and bridges in Donegal that were affected in the Innishowen Peninsula and East Donegal have been covered, and that's very welcome. In terms of Cockhill Celtic and Ely Celtic, the announcement today is welcome from both the Department of Sport and from the Football Association of Ireland. Very, very welcome and very well deserved. Two tremendous clubs, hundreds of members. But Swan Park is the core community amenity in Buncrana, one of the most major amenities in the Innishowen Peninsula. It's totally destroyed and it has been left behind. It has not been addressed by any minister in any substantive way. I'm saying it has to stop. I'm asking Minister McHugh to ensure that we have a meeting with Minister Michael Ring as soon as possible before Christmas, that we plan a funding solution throughout 2018. It's going to take throughout 2018 to restore the park and to allow people to access this vital amenity, particularly for our elderly community in Buncrana and for our visitors and for our young people.